Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. This is edition number 74 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, located in Evansville, Indiana, congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me as we continue working our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism, specifically dealing with matters pertaining to the sixth commandment. But let's pray together first, and then we'll briefly look at another item that comes right out of larger catechism, question 135. Let's pray. Father, now as we come to your word, as we come to these matters that are vitally important for us, you who made us, you know our frame, we are but dust. May we heed the instructions of your word, and may we benefit from having spent some time in it today. May you help your people, may you help us as we ponder these matters and meditate on them, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, as we have have burned into our memory now, question 67 of the Shorter Catechism is, which is the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill or thou shalt not murder. Question 68 is, what is required in the sixth commandment? And what is required are all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. We have been spending some time picking out of larger catechism, question 135, various aspects of the duties required in this commandment. Today I want to look at a phrase that is used towards the end, where the Westminster Divines offer one of the means by which we keep the sixth commandment is that we give requite or offer to evil good. That is to say that we don't treat others as they treat us. We instead do unto others as they would have, as we would have them do unto us. And in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 24, right there in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us to, really, to do justice, it would have to begin reading in verse 21. Let's do that. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. And so here we have, of course, the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have someone in our lives that we have offended, if we believe that there's something between, if you believe there's something between you and a brother or sister in the Lord or in the church, then you ought to go and resolve it. You should not bury it and be bitter about it. You should not seek to inflict evil or more pain onto the matter that has separated you as brothers and sisters, but you should indeed go and resolve it. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 also highlights this very principle for us in Ephesians 4, verse 2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Now, we talked about love a few devotionals ago, but here we're given the instruction that we should be patient with each other, we should bear up the faults and transgressions of each other. We should not respond in kind to those who may be unkind to us. Too often in the world, that's what happens. And certainly when the world does it, we're not or shouldn't be all that surprised. But when Christians do it, that should be a surprising element, a surprising form of behavior. Because we are mindful of the fact that our God in heaven did not treat us the way we deserved. We've been treated with great blessing, great grace, even though we were at odds with God. If you turn to the end of the chapter, in Ephesians 4, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And so part of keeping the sixth commandment is that we forgive one another. We don't respond with evil. We don't respond to evil or to poor manners or offenses in like manner. Instead, we rise above those things. We resolve the wrongs that may exist. If you cannot let love cover a multitude of sins, but in so doing, you're kind, tender-hearted, forgiving. If we don't forgive our brothers and sisters, our God in heaven will not forgive us. That's a very sober warning to each of us. But if we, as we labor to keep this commandment, we must realize that we are to be reconciled. We are to have good relations with our brothers and sisters. Romans chapter 12, verse 17, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. And then skipping down to verse 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so if we're to keep the sixth commandment, we must respond to our enemies, even our enemies, with kindness, with love, with care. We're to pray for those who persecute us. We're to bless those who revile us. We're to do these things. All of these things flow out of and are related to the summary command to not murder, to not murder each other. And so, again, here we have from the larger catechism another statement that's made that as we reflect upon it with in our own lives, if we're honest with ourselves and be honest before the Lord, we know that we fall short of these things. We hold things against other people. We don't resolve them as we should. We don't allow love to cover a multitude of sins. As I've said a couple episodes, the devotionals ago, many things that happen in the church can be covered by a multitude, but with love. And as you grow as a Christian, you'll learn to not allow some of these things to be such an irritant to you. But if they are, and you find yourself turning these matters over in your mind time and time again, if you're having invisible, if you're having imaginary conversations about these things, as though you were talking to the person, but they're not there, then you perhaps need to deal with perhaps the bitterness of your own heart and resolve to reconcile, to make it right between one another. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments, you can leave me a note. The way to do that is there before you on the screen. So until Wednesday, when we continue looking at some of the implications given to us from Larger Catechism 135 in relationship to the Sixth Commandment, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk with Him. God bless.